Welcome to the best damn podcast ever! My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting me this week is William Miller.
How you doing, Blake Buck?
I'm doing pretty good. We've also got Justin Fick of Kill Monty fame.
How's it going, guys?
And guys, I would start off this episode by saying we're back from a break, but that's pretty much the norm. Like, that we don't do shows. We get good about doing shows, and then we don't have a show for, like, you know, 3 weeks.
That's right. I think what we need to do, Blake Buck, is consolidate. We all need to be in the same time zone at least.
At least.
And that'll help.
Well, Justin Fick is working on that, because Justin Fick is flying out to New York in about 2 weeks.
Justin Fick,
can you
talk about this new
secret
job venture of yours?
Yeah, actually I can. I took a job as a designer for Freeverse. So in 2 weeks we got Justin Fick and Curtis Fick making the drive out in a Penske truck across the country.
Oh man, that Penske truck. I seen that mess.
So, should be exciting.
You know, I got a new business venture coming up pretty soon here, too.
Oh, yeah?
Blake Buck's Man Brothel out of Georgia. Come on down. I'm going to set up in Matt Kay's house.
Would they call that the brothel? Okay, that was horrible. That was
a bunch
horrible.
Of bros just hanging out, right? It's not gay. It's a bunch of bros. Anyway, this
bros
is your gaming
hoes.
News. This is That's your right. gaming news for Tuesday, April 29th, 2007. Oh, and fucking vote for us at Podcast Alley. All right, this week's the news. Metal Gear Solid 4 eats all them CPUs. Big Daddy K, not pleased. Charlie Daniels upset with Devil Went Down to Georgia in Guitar Hero 3. Uwe Ball comments on petition to end his film career. And Mr. Uru shuts down. Blake Buck has conniption fit. All this and more on this week's Best Damn Podcast Ever.
All right, so all of you guys have been hearing a lot of hype about that new Metal Gear Solid 4
tape
coming out. And I gotta say, I've been looking at it, and it hasn't impressed me that much yet. And I think Big Daddy K, Hideo Kojima, agrees with me. He was quoted in the newest issue of Edge magazine as saying, "I remember saying 3 years ago that we wanted to create something revolutionary, but in reality we couldn't really do that because of the CPU. We're using the Cell engine to its limits, actually. Please don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing the PS3 machine. It's just that we weren't really aware of what a full-spec PS3 offered. We were creating something that we couldn't really entirely see."
Dude, what the hell? That's like,
I want to go into his mind and look at exactly what he wanted to make. like, what is this game that he was dreaming up? That
if he can't do it,
I don't know. It sounds like initially this is a rip on the PS3, but after playing, I haven't played 3 yet, but after playing Metal Gear Solid 2, I don't know what the fuck he's actually trying to do with this thing.
He's trying to make a revolution. Like, it's a $600 game system. What were you hoping for? Let's play it on those. What is it called? The chess computers or whatever? Blue Ocean or Deep Blue?
Deep Blue.
That's what he wanted to program for. Lame. So I don't know. It's going to look hot. Oh, I saw another article the other day, guys, that said there's apparently the UK rated the game, and there's a reference to child rape in the game.
Yeah, I saw that too. I've also seen some videos, some like butt YouTubes of the multiplayer, like the open beta.
Right.
It doesn't look all that. I mean, it's like, a YouTube. Yeah. I guess it's too early to tell, but it just looks like your average like shooter multiplayer.
Yeah, but so does Gears of War on a YouTube player. I mean, it's you got to get that high fidelity.
I mean the gameplay. Oh. It just there's nothing really different about it. You run around, your little man. You can pop into sniper mode and shoot your little. You watch that video that's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And this at first, so they talk in Japanese a whole bunch, and then they start shooting at each other. And it follows this one man around. He's shooting. He goes into like sniper mode, and he shoots this guy's face like 10 times, and the dude doesn't die. Blake Buck is gonna hate this game.
Just eat some chicken, you make it all better.
Chicken. No, just eat them rations.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've heard that the character creation is kind of cool on it, but I just don't know how Metal Gear can translate into multiplayer. I mean, it's like I can see a first person shooter because a first person shooter you run around shooting a bunch of dudes. That's fine.
Because now with
multiplayer you get a bunch of dudes and you run around and shoot each other. Metal Gear, it's all about hiding from other dudes. So you get a game where like 10 dudes are hiding from each other. It's like, how exciting can that possibly be?
Now, keep in mind, this is not the first time Metal Gear has gone online. Metal Gear Subsistence, Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence, and the Metal Gear on PSP both had online functionality. So it's not uncharted territory. And though I didn't play it, allegedly the online modes were fun and well thought out.
I can see the PS. Is this the acid Metal Gear or is it the actual?
No, the what was it called? Tactical Ops or whatever.
Tactical Ops.
Portable Ops. What is it? It was Portable Ops, I think.
Something Ops.
There was Tactics and then Portable Ops. We got it. So I don't know. I think it'll be good, but it's got a major suspect eye right now. I'm gonna have to see right now. There's nothing that I've been like blown away by. I remember when I saw the trailer for Metal Gear Solid 2, and that snake monster was tearing up that boat. And I was, oh Jesus. That has not happened with me for Metal Gear.
Well, I remember seeing like the demo that they were given, I guess at a GDC way back. They had like desert level and they had like snake crotch punching guys. That looked awesome. All right. That looked awesome, but I don't know. Can it really live up to that? Is it going to be as good? I don't know.
Can it live up to the intense cock punching experience it advertises?
Either way, if it's even halfway decent, I think now is the time to buy that new PS3. They're coming out with a new one that's going to be the Metal Gear edition. It's going to have Metal Gear.
Is it going to be made out of metal gears?
No, but it's going to have like a gunmetal.
It comes with a mullet and it punches you in the cock whenever you turn it on.
One thing I really like is though it's going to come with the game, the fancy system, you know, it's got like all gunmetal or whatever, and it's also going to come with the real controller, like the new DualShock controller.
3.
I thought it was like a DualShock 8 or something. Either way, finally, it's about time that the PS3 doesn't suck. Maybe this game will get us there.
Now, here's the question, Blake Buck. Is this going to be the killer app for the PlayStation 3? Is this going to put PS Triple... like, as a viable market item? Dude, are people actually going to start buying this thing because of this game?
Like, I hope so. I mean, the PS3 is just... I mean, I guess it's enjoyed sales, but it hasn't had the runaway success nearly as much as its predecessors or even anything contemporary. I mean, like, it's getting its ass kicked by Xbox, particularly in the States.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really going to be brought back by a killer app. I mean, I think it's going to be more gradual. It's going to be over time. You know, as they start getting, you know, more and more games for the system, and as their system becomes easier to buy as the price drops and whatever. So right. I mean, it's not going to happen just because Metal Gear 4 comes out, but I mean they're definitely moving in the right direction now.
And if nothing else, you're going to get to look like Kurt Russell when you play this game. Kurt Russell
in the
future.
That's what I want to know, because I heard about how cool the character creation was in, you know, Metal Gear Online. I was wondering, you know, if they actually have like a mullet slider.
Like you go from like Escape from New York mullet to Escape from LA mullet. Those are the two sides. There's not an option for no mullet. It's just how big do you want it. Okay, so I was playing Mass Effect the other day, and there's this ice planet, right, William Miller? Or just a fic, you might remember this too, but like on, and there are these flesh-eating monsters that like, they kind of like spidery looking that come out of like the walls and shit. And I was thinking,
I remember them heats.
This is exactly like the thing. If only I look like Kurt, like see, I turned my guy around and said, I'm just going to go back to my shed and not come out. That's how Kurt would tackle this problem.
Go back to his shed and drink. He'll think of something while he's in there. Speaking of drinking, Justin Fick, what is this Charlie Daniels mess?
All right, so Charlie Daniels, who you might know of the Charlie Daniels band, who you might know from the song Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is in Guitar Hero 3, recently, or I guess not so recently, posted an entry on his blog stating his displeasure with the song. So some background information is that Charlie Daniels no longer has the rights to this song, and he, you know, so but that wasn't his beef. His beef was that in the game it's possible for the devil to actually win.
Oh, he wins a lot.
The devil always wins.
In fact, the quote says, a guitar playing devil who battles the player and very often wins.
Yeah, pretty much. So So for those who are totally in the dark, the song "Devil Went Down to Georgia" is about a fiddle player who duels the devil.
Yeah, William, why don't you play us like, or not William, Lucas, play us like 10 seconds of it here.
We don't actually have to wait 10 seconds for that to finish, guys. It's not playing right now.
Lucas just descends from the heavens and graces us with music over our audio feed.
He needs to be that guy just in a booth with all of our queued up, so we just say play this and it just plays.
There you go. Dude, we need some sort of soundboard. But in Guitar Hero 3, the last song or the last tier, the last venue is hell, and you're supposedly dueling the devil, and you're trying to impress him with your guitar skills, and then at the end you sort of go mano a mano with him, and so Charlie Daniels writes that that his song, quote, is supposed to be a lighthearted novelty about a fiddling contest between a country boy and the devil always loses. And then, he goes on to say that Guitar Hero 3, just like Blade Buck said, guitar playing devil battles a player very often wins. I want any of you parents out there whose children have this game to know that I did not grant these people my permission to pervert my song, and I'm disgusted with the result.
Wow. Charlie Daniels, that's the biggest goddamn dig to try and get your name back in the headlines I've ever seen. This song is disgusting. They perverted it. Put me on the front page of Wired. This is big news. I've never seen a bigger, like, biatch marketing attempt ever.
Pretty much. And it's like, honestly, like, I guess he just really doesn't know how games work. I mean, really, yeah. The game and the song are about the exact same thing. I mean, it's about beating the devil with your, musical talents, but... just the fact that you can lose doesn't make any sort of difference because eventually you're supposed to win.
So look, Charlie Daniels, your 15 minutes of fame is up. Get off your... Stop trying to grasp your old legends. You're dead. You're nothing.
Speaking of people who are nothing... Justin Fick.
So Uwe Ball, for those that don't know recently... And you know what? I have to... No, hold on. I'll hide that power. But he's there's been a petition recently to end his film career. So I guess in an interview or something, he had mentioned something like if, a million people wanted him to quit, then he would retire. And so people started, this internet petition to get him to stop making movies.
I swear to God, you clowns are just playing right into his goddamn hands.
Pretty much. Like, and you know what? Honestly, the more this that happens, the more I like Uwe Ball.
He's a total gangster. imagine Barack Obama going on TV saying, like, oh, if you think I suck, you would start an internet petition saying how much I sucked, and then you get it on the front page of Wired.
I love how that is the pinnacle of electronic news outlets to Blake Buck, Wired magazine.
The front page of Wired.
You know what I like about this is that we are always permitted to report on Uwe Ball because he is just ever so tangentially related to the games industry, but he is so fucking awesome.
I know.
Like, Uwe, if you ever want to come on our show and just shoot the shit with us.
Yeah,
please.
I'm serious. Like, I really wish if somebody out there knows. In fact, we almost got an interview with this guy one time because we knew somebody who knew him. But it fell through. The guy, we couldn't get in contact with our middleman, so we couldn't. But if there's any way we can get Uwe on the show, he is total fucking gangster.
Dude, that was such a weird situation. It involved like this big shipment of beer. Like three or four people in the middle. And I don't even know. Like, Tom Barbalay set it all up and we have no idea. Like,
yeah,
what
it
all
was
that
through
was
this
about.
Like Australian podcast that talked to him, and then but then they didn't respond to us because they were waiting on his beer or something. Didn't make a whole lot of sense. Tom Barbalay, a man of many mysteries.
Dude, Tom Barbalay is probably some secret agent or something that we just have no idea about,
ma'am.
But anyway, Uwe Ball actually, sort of produced a response. To the petition. It was like a YouTube video, and he basically talks shit about everybody. He calls He says Hollywood is full of f***ing retards, and he insults, like, Eli Roth, Michael Bay, George Clooney. He says he's the only genius in the whole f***ing business. That's a quote, by the way. And there's actually a transcript here, and I like this transcript because it actually, like, spells out his accents. So, you know, it's... So the part I want to read out and is he says, so hi here, sir, Uwe Ball, and I have a statement to make about the internet petition. There's a petition out to stop Uwe Ball, and if there are 1 million on the petition, I stop actually making movies. And I want that there is a petition out there like a pro ball petition, and I expect 1 million votes, pro ball. And I hope somebody would set it up and you all start signing it. And I just want to let you know, I have signed the pro ball petition.
Wait, where is that mess
dude,
at?
Dude, it's fired. I want anybody listening right now.
There's a link
right
to
now.
It on the forums. I want to say Battlecat posted it.
Get on the petition and then sign it with our URL and say get on this show. That's what I want. Best damn podcast ever. They want to interview you so bad.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh my god. Because look, I'm not a f***ing retard like Michael Bay or the other people running around in that business or Eli Roth making movies over and over again. If you really look at my movies, you see my real genius. And if on May 23rd you go see Postal, you will see that I deliver a movie and nobody else delivers that in the last 10 years. What? Oh.
So, I mean, just the more I hear about this guy now, the more I like him.
Just
look back at like his, you know, the things that he's done.
Yeah, the track record.
You know, over the years, like, you know, for Postal, he actually recorded a scene where he takes his, you know, takes five internet critics and beats the shit out of them. Like, come on.
He beat the shit out of Low Tax. He's good in my book.
Blake Buck has been avenged.
So yeah, Uwe. If there's anybody who knows anybody who could somehow get Uwe Boll on this show, please do it. We love you, Uwe. Legitimately, we're not even like everybody thinks we're joking. No, legitimately, no. You are awesome.
We want to be you. Like in the whole grand scheme of things, in the spectrum of our industry, you are on one end, and we want to be on that end.
Awesome. All right. Speaking of things that need to be shut down, Mr. Uru has been shut down. Blake Buck has a conniption fit. Now, I don't even know what conniption fit means, but I can tell you that Mr. Uru is gone forever. From Ricardo Sanchez, VP of Content Creative, blah, 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 for GameTop. He says, hi, everybody. I have some news that some of you have probably not been looking forward to. GameTap has decided to discontinue the operations of Myst Online, Uru Live. The decision was a difficult one, and we made it for business reasons rather than due to any issues regarding the design, vision, or the amazing world that CyanN World and Rand Miller have brought us. Despite the great Myst Online experience is coming to a close, CyanN is a very valued partner in GameTap. We are on excellent terms, and we look forward to continuing our relationship with them in the future. However, the book to Denis is now closed.
That was not part of the official transcript appended by Blake Buck.
Maybe we can get some taps for Mr.
If Lucas, if there's any way you can get that sound effect when you do the warp and miss the wee wee wee, that's the sound of their server shutting down.
Also, taps. We need to play taps.
Maybe.
Look, I don't even know. I remember hearing the legend of Myst Uru, but never ever seeing it.
No, here's
like I remember hearing about this game when Real Myst came out, and that was back when hell when I was.
I
in,
will sit
like,
down
high
and
school.
I will tell you the tale of Myst Uru. Okay, so they made Myst 1 through 3. Then there was all this like scattershot talk about this online Myst, right? So then they kind of did Myst 4 through, or Myst 3 and 4 were done through a different company as they worked on this game called Myst Uru. It was going to be an MMO, but then that never worked out, so instead they packaged it into like a single-player PC adventure where you are, instead of, you know, being in a kind of like point and click adventure. You walked around in a 3D environment, and I played a little bit of it, and it was kind of cool, but it wasn't, you know, I don't know. It was a big departure for the series. But then after Myst 5, what are they called? Cyan Worlds is going to close. But instead, they got picked up by GameTap and made the online, the finished online version of Myst Uru. However, I guess nobody f***ing played it, so they didn't care anymore. The end. Games don't sell. Get canceled.
Boo.
Boo.
Dude, next BDP is Myst Ubuntu.
Myst Ubuntu.
Myst 6 Ubuntu.
Dude, I'd play that.
You have to run around and collect all the tits and chainsaws.
All right, now it's time for releases. Guys, the releases this week are heavy hitting awesome. I can't wait. First up, we got Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PS3 and Xbox 360. It's coming out on the 29th. Grand Theft Auto 4 cast players have Nico Bellecki? Bellic? Nico Bellic? I don't know. A recent immigrant from Liberty City, finding himself immersed in a world of crime, tries to make the best of it. I'm very excited about this game.
By shooting everybody.
I'm about to go pre-order it right now. Dude, whatever.
Tries to make the best of it by running over hookers.
Dude, it's New York. Virtual New York. Like, I bought Cloverfield yesterday. All I want is to blow shit up in New York. Case closed.
Dude, whatever. Like, I remember seeing the original trailer for this game where it showed, like, beauty shots of the city, car driving around and all that. And I remember that game looked hot. Like, I was like, oh my god, this game looks amazing. I've seen screenshots of this. It just looks like the other one, except a little bit better.
Well,
I'm totally disappointed in the graphics fidelity.
So far,
in this game.
So far, there have been four trailers. The first one was awesome. The second and third ones were, like, total ass. But the fourth one, the one they just released a few weeks ago, it wasn't bad.
How long did it take him to make this thing? And it doesn't look much better?
No, it looks better than what? Dude. San Andreas? Are you fucking kidding me? It doesn't look better than San Andreas. That's what you're saying.
It looks better.
Those are
goddamn words coming out
of your mouth.
But it doesn't look nearly as good as the hype made it out to be.
There wasn't any hype.
I don't even think there was hype about the graphics. I just heard it, you know, it looks better than before. But yeah. I honestly, all the hype was about, you know, it's basically a living, breathing city.
Yeah, that's where all the graphics haven't really been touted as like, oh my god. In fact, most of the videos, the frame rate's only like 30. I mean, it's not, if even that, especially the second and third trails, they have real frame rate problems in some of those trailers.
Oh, really? Well, I just remember seeing that original trailer and being like, wow, this game is going to be awesome.
Now,
I'm disappointed.
Look, it's going to be hot. The graphics might not be, you know, triple A awesome, great job, but it's going to be all there. I'm pretty sure it's going to be awesome. What we got next, William Miller?
All right, up next we got Mario Kart for the Wii, dated April 27th. The venerable kart racer heads to the Wii and adds online competition to the mix. Dude,
now, is that actually
excited
what it's
about
called?
This.
Mario Kart Wii is not got like some clever title like Mario Kart Double Dash or
Mario Kart Dungeon Dice. That's what I want. I have a problem with this game just like I have a problem with Smash Brothers in that the only time I ever play it is with, like, when I'm playing multiplayer, and all my friends are super competitive, and I hate playing anything with them. Like, they're like, oh, look, Blake, you got a banana in your face. How you like that, asshole? I don't. Why are you so
got
mean?
Got your ass.
Got your ass. Blake, you know you don't have any friends.
That's true. That's probably why.
No, but, like, I love playing Smash Brothers multiplayer, but I don't know, like, I could never really... You know, ever since the first Mario Kart, like I cannot play against other people with Mario Kart just because for win or loss, like pretty much the game is over in 3 seconds.
It just pisses me off.
Like whoever pulls out ahead is gonna stay there.
No, because the recent like that blue shell that kills a person in first has kind of combated that a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but it doesn't solve the problem.
It's not as much as it's okay compared to other racers though. Like fucking, I'm saying fuck a lot. What is it, like Gran Turismo, that game is all like once one dude is in the lead, that's it. You know, the race is decided the first couple of seconds. You can still pull up ahead in Mario Kart. It's still dynamic.
I think, Blake Buck, you're the only person I know who actually likes Gran Turismo. Like, you can't even crash in that game. What's the point?
Dude, because
that's like if Burnout is a tube with awesome stuff in it, Gran Turismo is a tube with nothing in it.
No, it's, you know, I like Gran Turismo and like Forza Motorsport because they're so goddamn hard. Like, if they weren't mind-blowingly hard, that's why it's awesome. Like, you have to be so good. To be good at that game takes so much skill. That's why I like playing it, because, like, when you get really good at it, there's a awesome sense of satisfaction. You know, you got to learn about, like, apexing curves.
I can just picture, like, the game design, like, pitch meeting for Burnout. As they're like, well, you know, let's take the tube from Gran Turismo and let's just add, like, just put awesome stuff in it.
All right, next release. Oh, just Vicky, hit the next release. Actually, let me take this next release because I want to talk about it. Iron Man on Xbox 360, PS3, PS3, PSP, DS, and Wii. Coming out on May 2nd, the first Iron Man project by Sega is based on the Marvel Studios 2008 blah, 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 blah. So, this is the Iron Man movie, coincidentally, or the Iron Man game, coincidentally, coming out on the same day as the Iron Man movie. I played a demo of this on Xbox Live. I don't know what to think. I played it, and it looked alright, but I couldn't figure out what to do. You ever do that? Like, you're starting to play a demo, but you're not really into it, and you're just, like, mashing buttons, and you can't really figure out what to do? And then I was about to turn it off, and that's when I discovered Titty Beam. Oh, that bothered a couple more minutes.
What?
Titty Beam? Like, he shoots this beam out of his chest.
Nice.
That's Tit Beam. I like that. But even that only lasted a few more minutes, and then I turned it off. So, I don't know. It might be good. I didn't have enough patience to find out.
See, that's what happened to me in that... was it you? No, it was my friend Dave. He sat me down to play the Simpsons game, that demo.
Uh-huh.
And William Miller just... He studied the controls, right? Knew what everything did, but he just ran around and did nothing in that demo.
Now, see, that's...
There was this big man walking around crushing stuff. I know I'm supposed to kill him, but I don't even care.
Yeah, it's like when I play demos, like for instance, they show you the screen that shows you all the controls. I just skip through them. I don't have time. If I can't figure it out in like 10 seconds, I'm not going to play it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even look at control screens. It's like 10 seconds, like, don't like, and then I turn it off. All right, just get this SNK.
All right, next up, we got SNK Arcade Classics Volume 1 for the PSP and PS2 on the 29th. It's a collection of classic SNK arcade games, includes Art of Fighting, Fatal Fury, King of the Monsters, Metal Slug, Samurai Showdown, and more.
That's pretty hot. What else is in there?
It's a good collection of games, but I'm kind of confused on the lack of any next-gen systems on here.
Hmm.
It's just PSP and PS2.
Probably to cut development costs, and it's probably even going to be a budget title because they put out King of Fighters pack that was kind of similar to this, and it was $30. So I'm guessing they're going to go with that lower price point on this.
Samurai Showdown. I love that game.
You don't know anything about Samurai Showdown.
Dude, I will take you. I will equalize you in Samurai Showdown. You don't even know.
Can't you get like instant kills in some of the Samurai Showdown games?
In some of them, you can.
See,
I
that's
think.
That's cool. Where you
now,
just
see,
like,
I don't play them new heats. I played Samurai Showdown 1 and 2, and that's it. I don't think you get insta kills in either one of those. Maybe you could. I don't know. Dude, I will equalize you in that game.
Uh-huh. Oh, equalize me. I seen you. All right, how about Great War Nations, the Spartans, coming out on May 1st. This strategy game puts you in command of legendary Spartans. What? Spartans in a video game? How can be? Like, how many strategy games have there been about Spartans? We're fucking done. Put a fork in that genre. It's dead. We got it. They have swords and have big chests.
All right, Blake Buck, here's Pop Game Design Challenge. You ready?
Okay.
You need to come up with a new theme for strategy game. Go.
Water.
Something's never been done before.
Underwater battling.
Not Spartans. Not samurais. None of them heats. What's it gonna be?
Underwater battling snakes. It'll be Aquaman. All right.
We'll get right on that. All right, Galactic
have
Civilization.
A strategy game where the two factions are Team Blake Dumb and Team Blake Smart. There you go.
Team Blake Dumb is like bloodlusted ogres. You get a cube of them heats together, and they'll tear through your mages and fast.
Team Blake Smart is just like a bunch of British gentlemen drinking tea.
Yep.
They have
discussing
no
policy.
Attacks.
The House of Common and the House of Lords. Oh, indubitably so. What is this Galactic Civilization crap?
All right, Galactic Civilization 2, Twilight of the Arnor for PC, dated April 2008. Galactic Civilization 2 returns with a second expansion pack. That's all it says.
Yay.
Does anybody play Galactic Civilizations 1? I guess you're a galactic, and you make civilizations.
With your Arnor.
Speaking of galactic, William Miller, he has been destroyed by Battlestar Galactica.
Dude, like, your mind has been poisoned.
Lucas got me watching that show. I can't stop. Me and my, like, everybody I've associated with is now watching this show.
Lame.
Because it is amazing.
Dude, everyone's been trying to get me on it, too. Like everyone
Dude,
in New
awesome,
York.
Baby.
Bruce Morrison, Mark Levin over at Freeverse trying to get me to watch it. Luke's
awesome.
Trying to get, or I mean, Lucas is getting me to watch it. And I watched, like, the first five episodes so far. So I'm getting into it.
It's good. Look, Blake Buck, here's what you need to do. You need to watch the original 1970s Battlestar Galactica.
Good God.
It's hilarious. That shit's funny.
Like, because it's so bad, or?
Well, it's bad and it's good. Like, it's pretty good, but it's also in the 70s. So, like, the king of the robots, he's got his huge, like, afro with grease all over it. Dude, it's awesome, man. You gotta see that shit.
Oh, that
does
sound awesome.
Go on, like, Hulu.com or something and watch all that mess. It's awesome.
All right. Let's time for the judgment. Just Vic, I hear you got some judgments for us. Lay them on thick.
I've got double DS judgment 2000 action this time.
All right, get
so,
it on.
So you know, recently I made a trip to California, so I needed some DS heats to play on my trip. So I picked up two games. The first of which is Orcs and Elves for the DS. So, you know, for those that don't know, Orcs and Elves is id Software's, it's a mobile RPG. Like, I think it originally came out on cell phones.
Right.
And it's the second game in this series after Doom RPG. So,
Orcs
and Elves, it's all about, you know, dungeon crawling. It's like 3D, like grid-based, so, you take a step and then monsters take a step. It's all turn-based. But it goes fast enough where everything kind of blends in after a while. And it sort of finds you in the role of this, you know, guy who's like the son of an elf and a Valkyrie, and he's got a talking wand, blah, blah, blah. But basically, you can just, like, ignore all that shit and just go chop dudes.
I like it.
So, like, the gameplay is very basic dungeon crawling. It's not very deep, but it's basically, you know, you get your sword, and you get your bow, and you get your, you know, you get your magic wand. You just go, you know, cut, shoot, and blast dudes, respectively. And, you know, you collect codes and buy more heats and all that good shit. So, I mean, it's very basic, you know, dungeon crawling RPG. It's a good time waster. There's not a whole lot to it. It's kind of short and it's not very involved. You basically just get weapons and basic spells. There's, like, three or four weapons, three or four bows, three or four spells, and maybe about 10 levels. But it's good for about 5 to 10 hours. And, really, the only part that, you know, that kept pissing me off about the game was the actual story and dialogue itself. I mean, not only is it completely unnecessary, and it's just like, you know, it's a mobile game, so I mean, it's something that you really want to jump into and then jump out of at any time. But, you know, it's hard to do that when you got your wand is having these involved conversations with ghosts of dwarves and all that kind of shit. And it's like, I don't know who wrote this shit either, but it's like bad quality LARPing. I mean, it's like you go into this dungeon, right? And there's ghosts of dwarves, and the wand is like, "Oh, hail, good sir dwarf. We, you know, this is my companion Ellie, and he's the son of a Valkyrie, and we're looking for your help, good sir dwarf. May you help us?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, sure, I can help you if you have a drink with me." And I'm like, "Oh my god, just shut the up and let me chop some fucking dudes for the love of God."
Look, Justin Fick, John Carmack's too busy building rocket ship to bother writing story for his mobile phone game. You know that.
Actually, from what I can tell, it was John and his wife there that could very well have written it, because I couldn't find any writing credits on there whatsoever.
Wow.
I would say it's either one of the main guys themselves, or they got like an intern who was like a 6-year-old epileptic who just, you know, got his first Dungeons and Dragons set. And I'm just like, oh my god, someone either kill me or give me a fucking skip button, please.
Oh, speaking of, before we move on, speaking of rocket ships, wait a minute, this is kind of a tangential note, but Windmill just fixed. I saw this movie the other day called In the Shadow of the Moon. It's about this documentary about when they went to the moon in the 60s. NASA. Anyway, in one part of it, they showed the Atlas rockets, which were the first ones they built, and they all just blew the fuck up. And there's this montage of 30 of these rockets exploding. It was amazing. So just go rent that movie and watch that like 5 minutes of it. Anyway, continue. Oh yeah, and the dude's they're we're glad we didn't get on those rockets.
We'd have been dead.
Put the monkeys on those rockets.
Oh man, this is Ron Howard, dude.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. You should check it out,
dude. I'm gonna watch this.
I'm gonna steal it off the internet.
Shame on you.
Just so you know, it is streamable to the Xbox.
Dude, what I love about Ron Howard and Tom Hanks, those two made Apollo 13, and then they never stopped making space whatever after that. Tom Hanks produced that big long HBO thing, and Ron Howard did this thing, and dude, space, they love it. They love that space.
Dude, they need Castaway in space.
All right, so what do we say of Orcs and Elves?
Thumbs. It's thumbs up for what it does. I mean, it's a quick 5 to 10 hour diversion. You know, just go chop shit. Just don't expect too much and ignore the story. Ignore all words because they offer nothing to the game. They give you no help whatsoever. And but you know, if you can get around that, thumbs up, I guess. But not as far up as the second game on our double DS action, which is Professor Layton and the Tale of the Curious Village for DS.
Now, I've heard of this thing. What on Flying Deuce McBigelow is this?
Okay. I actually have played this game. I'm interested to see what you think about it, Justin Fick.
So, it's at its heart, it's a puzzle game. It's for the DS. And it's put out by Level 5, and they're the ones that have done Dark Cloud 2, Dragon Warrior 8. You know, they've done RPGs in the past, but now they're doing a puzzle game, and it's actually really good. I love the hell out of it. So it's it's kind of like a mystery. So it starts out with, you know, Professor Layton, and he has an apprentice, and they go to this, you know, they go to this village, and you know, under the pretense of trying to solve the puzzle around this inheritance, but you know, as you solve puzzles, you kind of uncover. You know, different parts of the mystery, and you know, you find out there's actually more to everything than meets the eye. It's very cool, and it's got a very cool, it's got a very good art style. It kind of reminds you of old Rankin Bass cartoons or something, and it's got the music to match, and the gameplay is all brain teasers. So you go
now,
into your city.
Now, why would this be fun? I don't like brain teasers. What kind of brain teasing are we talking about
maybe
here?
If you're dumb, then you don't. Then this is not the game for you. Because there's cut.
Blake is
no
smart.
Shoot.
So, I mean, yeah, I love this game.
The game has absolutely zero cut and zero shoot. It's all brain teaser. It's all read. But basically how it works is you get an interface. It's kind of like Myst, I guess. So you sort of go into this, you go into the city and you sort of see the view, and you can, tap on a door and go in a house, or, you know, you can sort of move to different, different streets and that kind of thing. And then as you talk to townspeople or you investigate clues and stuff, each one, you know, sort of pulls up a puzzle. So for some reason, everyone in this city has brain teasers for you that you have to solve in order for them to help you. But and then the type of puzzles is actually very different. They have some word puzzles, some math puzzles, logic riddles, drawing puzzles. They have a couple chess puzzles, or they have a couple of those water jug puzzles from Die Hard with a Vengeance. So it's got a lot of variety. There's over 120 puzzles. So the main game is 120, and then there's a couple bonus ones you can get if you, you know, solve certain ones, and you can actually connect to Nintendo Wi-Fi and download a new puzzle every week.
Well, that's cool.
I've heard other people tell me this game is amazing. Everybody says this game is... I don't get it. It's just fucking puzzles. What's so special? I mean, I played games like this before.
Everything is just... It's one good, coherent piece. Everything fits together. It's a really cool story. It's a really cool, you know, atmosphere of the game. It's very upbeat. It's, you know, finally something that isn't all around, you know, all about grotesque, you know, bloodlusted orcs and shit. It's very cool. It's very original.
I cannot believe Justin Fick just argued against bloodlusted orcs.
I'm not arguing against it, but I'm saying that
who
I'm
is this imposter?
That a game that actually is good without having any bloodlusted orcs or guns or tits or, you know, anything like that. So I would say if I can give this game my support, then anyone can. So
who
definitely
are you?
Cool.
What have you done with Justin Fick?
I'm actually right. This is actually Tom Barbalay in disguise. But yeah, thumbs all the way up.
All right. Well, I guess it's still getting a suspect eye from me. You said you played it, right, Miller?
Yeah. Here's what I love about this game. This game is a fantastic bathroom game. Like we just keep the DS in the bathroom, and I have a save on it, and Simon has a save on it, and you just do a puzzle every time you take a crap. and it's like, if you're smart, most of the time you can figure out that puzzle in the time it takes you to take a deuce. I mean, sometimes you gotta sit there a little longer, but in most cases, that's about as much gameplay as you need to do in between sessions. It's awesome, and the puzzles are really good too. And like, I was a little bit skeptical when I first saw it, but it's a really awesome game. Thumbs way up from me.
I still don't know about it. There's no blood.
See, Blake Buck, you would like it because how you liked Myst so much.
But Myst was easy. It was child's play for me. I think these puzzles are going to be way too easy because I'm a goddamn genius. You know Blake Smart, right? Did you miss that memo? All right. Moving on. It's time for the jank. I ain't a winner. Got a hot hand. Justin Fick, I hear you got some janks for us. I also have a jank I'm going to save for the end.
All right. So I've got, you know, two small janks. The first one is that if you're one of those people that's actually masochistic and enough of a Lost fan to want the game Lost via Domus, it's now been dropped to $40 at Best Buy, and now makes the purchase kind of sort of worth it. I actually got it, played it, beat it. It's a mediocre game, but you know, if you're a Lost fan, go grab it. It does have some cool moments in there. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, just totally ignore it. Just don't even bother. But if you want it, it's now $40 instead of $60. So good.
I've got some friends who are into Lost, right? So they sit me down like 2 weeks ago. They're like, Blake, you're gonna watch this. It's gonna change your life. There's like 100 characters. I don't know what the f*** is going on. Everybody's yelling at each other. And then like people who I thought were friends aren't friends anymore. I'm dumb. That show is too much to keep up with.
Now, did you watch like the latest episode, or did you watch the first?
No, it was like whatever the most recent one was.
No, so you can't be doing that. Yeah, that'd be the same as if you tried to watch Battlestar.
You have to get the pilot episode and watch that.
Yeah, but whatever. Yeah. Like, I'd have to watch 100 episodes to catch up. I'm not doing that garbage.
It's
not an episodic narrative. Neither is Battlestar. You got to watch it all the way from the very beginning.
Lame.
And not even get what's going on. You are dumb.
I ain't got time for
Blake
that.
Blake Buck, dumb. You're gonna lose. Look, Blake Buck, you're gonna lose a lot of your Blake Smart gang members.
Look,
to us.
The members of Blake Smart know that we spend our time on good things, poetry,
toss it off,
sculpture, prose. iambic pentameter.
You don't even know what that means.
Shut your mouth. All right, some more janks for
Raisin
you.
Bread.
Still alive. The Portal song. It's on Rock Band. It's free. Go get it. Halo 3, free legendary map pack if you pre-order Ninja Gaiden 2 at Circuit City. Who cares? And finally, dude, I like how any Halo 3 article I just shit all over because I hate that game so much.
Dude, I'm over.
Finally,
it.
My last jank for you. I was at Walmart the other day. And what do I see? I went over to the poster section, right? So in between like Def Leppard and Miley Cyrus posters, I see, oh, what's that? A giant Rock Band poster. $5. Sold. And it's awesome too. It's like from the same artist that did the menu art in the game, you know, like that cool spirally stuff that's in all the menus at like the bottom. It's like that, but it's like a big skull and it says Rock Band. Hot. $5, Walmart.
Nice.
All right, I guess we got no discussion.
I got one more jank for everybody.
Oh, you do?
This was brought to my attention by Bruce Morrison of Freeverse fame. It's called Unlock the Achievement. So if you go to unlocktheachievement.com, they have sort of like an internet scavenger hunt going, where they have like this network of websites, And as you go through his website, you search for this achievement icon, and you click it, and you unlock the achievement. And as you do that, you earn yourself like X Blah games, a couple retail games. They're trying to get get like MS points as a prize. So Freeverse is sponsoring it, so you can actually get some marathon if you want to unlock your achievements.
So what are the odds? It sounds like you know more about this than I do. What are the odds of me, like, let's say I spent 30 minutes and I clicked a couple of these things. What are the odds I'd actually get some prizes out of it?
It looks like they have, I haven't read the rules all the way through yet, but it looks like they have, like, big prizes for, you know, whoever gets the most achievements. So probably, like, you know, unless you're one of those, like, 13-year-old kids that are hopped up on goofballs, you know, looking for achievements all day, you might not get like the
today,
first couple
goofballs.
Slots.
Wow, crazy goofballs!
But they also have other prizes like the they gave out a marathon for the 5,000th achievement unlocked, which could be anybody. So I mean they have like some that anyone can get, and then probably like unless you really get cracking and unlocking the achievements, then you know the first couple slots are probably you know. Gonna be the first couple slots when it ends.
Lame.
So they actually have a leaderboard up there. You can sort of track your progress. I haven't tried it yet, but I did one of these like a long time ago. I think it was like it might have been Inside Mac Games or something. But they had some sort of like Easter egg hunt, and I want my Gravis gamepad. Oh man. So, but if you guys want to check it out, it's unlocktheachievement.com.
I got way back in the day when William Miller was playing X-Wing. On his DOS box, he got one of them Gravis like game pads, right? And they claimed they had like analog stick, but what that really was is this stick you screwed into the top of the D-pad, and that was their analog stick. It was amazing.
Dude, I analog, threw that baby. Stick out.
I remember like that. That was so long ago that game pad controller plugged into my sound card to work.
I remember those days. I remember that.
Yeah, it's like a games card. It had everything.
Yeah, I remember I had one that was like gray and beige with blue buttons. And I remember it had 6 buttons. I'm like, ooh, it's like Genesis. Genesis, you know, on my computer.
You know, I remember playing not only the X-Wing game on DOS, but I remember playing the two Mega Man games. That were made exclusively for PC. Do you guys remember those?
Oh, yeah, I think I do remember those.
They do exist.
News to me.
They do exist. It was Mega Man 2, which was not actually Mega Man 2, but was a new game entirely.
Now, isn't that game super rare?
Yeah. And there's another Mega Man that had, like, that was a completely new game that had all new, like, bosses and all new shit in it. And I remember that. I remember Shark Man. He had to swim around and shoot shark. But I have both of them tapes back in my house.
Damn.
So,
that's hot.
I know.
All right.
I'm a Wikipedia that.
Well, now it's time for the contest. All right, guys. We said last week, this was our final week for, or we said last show anyway, this is our final week for Xbox Live Vision Camera submissions. We've gotten a handful. All right. And, you know, I'm sorry to say there wasn't like one really like that blew it out of the water, but we called the end to the contest, so I got to pick a winner. And my winner, I can't even remember who sent this in. I'm going to have to go look it up after the show. But somebody sent me a picture. They were like, it was like this dude and his brother, right, surrounded by all their game shit, like toys. There were Sonic stuff on the bed. He was wearing one of those like Half-Life 2 head crab hats. And he had like one of those Halo blasters, like a life-size replica of the Covenant, like battle or, you know, beam rifle, you know. And so he was surrounded by his game shit. So thumbs up on that, you win, whoever sent that
nice.
In.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, so we are going to be sending you shirts. I have gone and gotten a quote for the shirts, and good goddamn, these shirts are costing more than I thought. So I got to wait and scrape together some more funds, but I think as long as... if you're interested in buying a shirt, tell me your size. In fact, let's go ahead. I'll put the word out there for a pre-order. Tell me your size and yeah, just tell me your size and if you're interested, and then we'll see how many people we get, and that'll tell me about how many I need to order.
What are they gonna have on them?
On the front, on your titty, it's gonna have the logo, you know, just Best Damn Podcast Ever, the circle with the website under it.
Yep.
And then on the back, it'll have that new logo with the wings.
That new hotness.
Yeah. Does that sound good to you guys?
I don't know Sounds if we want. Do we even want something on the front? Or we see what I was envisioning. What I was envisioning is just put that huge new awesome logo on the front.
Now see, I went around and I asked a whole bunch of people, and nobody seemed to like that idea.
Dude, that's best idea. Like, if okay,
no, I think
go
it's
on,
I th-
go
think
on
it's
like
a,
go on like I, Threadless, okay, and see how they set the shirts up. It's always the design on the front, having like your little logo on the front and the big design on the back. That's like I got this at corporate meeting convention 2000. Yay. Dude, that's lame. You want that shit right up front.
Well, if that's the case, it would probably cost a lot less. Well, not a lot less, yeah. But... It's also convenient that there's only one color in it, other than black.
Yeah, pink.
Well, I'm more of a front guy myself, because I usually put t-shirts on, and I got something over it.
See, so am I. But, like, see, look, I asked about,
what we,
I asked about
what
20 different people, because I showed a whole bunch of people the logo, and I said, should this be on the front or back? And I asked, like, 20 different people. They all said, oh, put that on the back. Ugh, I'm a shit face.
No, put that shit on the front.
Well, what do you guys think? Send us an email. Do you think we'll put the artwork in the album art here? You can see the two designs. Tell me what you think, and I'll go get requoted on the shirts. And tell me if you're interested too, and your size. All right, it's time for feedback.
All right, first email today. Oh, wait, we're doing emails first? We're doing these voicemails.
We got voicemails,
first.
Son.
All right, do them voicemails.
Let me fire them up. Fire them up. Na, 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 na. All right, so the first voicemail we got is from a man who claims his name is Michael.
Hey, guys. Daniel here. Listen to the show all the time. I just wanted to comment on what someone said to me about William Miller singing last time. If you go to YouTube and type in Blake Buck, there's a For Sale video called Pure Imagination, that's what it's called. It's got the lovely Mr. Miller and the very own Blake Buck singing tunes from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I show all the time with it. Yeah, P.S. Blake Smart.
Booyah! Booyah!
Blake, I think you should recant the story of Pure Imagination for our listeners.
All right, so... Wait, I just gotta admit something funny that just happened. So when I was playing those earlier, that clip, like, I got to, he said, Blake Smart, right? And then I said, Booyah. That was actually me recording myself saying Booyah earlier. So that's why I said it twice. I'm so goddamn dumb. But yes, let me recant that tale. So we were in this class. Me and William Miller were in high school that we really loved. It was Mr. Gerald's Calculus 3 class in our high school.
Yeah, Calculus 3.
And we were learning in that class, doing our learning. But the semester was winding down, so we had to come get a good way to go out with a bang. So it was the end of class one day, and me and William, who constantly just giggled at each other in that class. We're like, oh, Blake, you got something to say to the rest of the class? And I was like, well, you know, Mr. Gerald, I think we do. And then we burst into song. The pure come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
And we had this like choreographed too,
we had
man.
Dance moves.
It was awesome. And he was stunned.
So if you want to scope that, just search like Four South or Blake Buck on YouTube or Pure Imagination. I'll probably find it easier. I like how I thought that guy's name was Michael. It was Daniel. I'm so stupid.
Blake, you dumb.
Blake only listens to things once. Oh, and then we had another voicemail that was like some sort of spam thing. And I wonder if I talked over this one because I didn't realize it was going.
Kayla calling from Caremark. And I was calling to see if you're ready to schedule your next shipment. Please call us at 877-408-9742. You would hold on the line and then press option 7. We're here Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. Central Time. Thank you. Have a nice day.
What is that?
Dude, those are you gotta schedule your next shipment of penis pills. Like, but extends. That's what you got.
Extends. Dude, that's some sort of advanced like phone marketing system. You're like, what? I didn't order this. Yes, you did. Here you go. Oh, great. All right, so William Miller, take our first email.
All right, first email is from Wazoo. He says, hey guys, I need your help. I have the symptoms of a mental disorder, but I don't know what they are. Here's my problem. About a week ago, while I was listening to a GameSpot's podcast, which is lame, They mentioned that Rare, the GoldenEye people, could be making a motion-sensing controller for the 360 since they were, quote, in bed with Nintendo and Microsoft. Immediately, the image of Bill Gates and Shigeru Miyamoto having sex with Banjo-Kazooie came into my head. What is wrong with me? Not a whiny bitch, Wazoo.
The answer to your question is a whole lot.
Guys, I think that that go-round with Tomonobu Itagaki last time, or battle before last with Wazoo, really had an effect on him. I think he's
he is broken. He has broken that boy.
I think he's done.
I think it's opened his eyes to a world that he can never leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Our next email comes from Matt K. I want to read this one because it says, Blake and Co., but mostly Blake. And I've not read this yet, so I'm very excited. What Mr. K. thinks, I need to know. In regards to your comments directed towards me in episode 38, which I don't remember, if you have noticed, the site is still not regularly updated. Therefore, I have not given up the password to spawn 622. Unlike you, Blake, who would give it up to anyone who offered you, like, candy and a free bike.
Dude, free bikes are awesome.
You choose what it refers to. Oh, you're implying gay sex. Oh, okay, great. Blake, I'm glad you've taken time out of getting drunk at parties with bitches. if I want to talk to drunk bitches instead of one of the kings of video game podcasts, I'd have failed college for the past 4 years now and not married wife. Drop them drunky bitches. Drunky, I like that. And get with some funky witches, or whatever the Vanilla Ice would say, to entice you to go out and abandon construction site while he chases you around. Oh my god. You know, Roy Miller, since you gave me Cool as Ice, I've probably watched that movie like 10 times. So every time I get drunk, because it's on the Xbox, it's like, whoop, my finger slipped, Cool as Ice is on again. How did this happen?
Masterpiece of cinema, it really is.
And then I always fast forward to either the scene where he says, drop it, and that dude drops his drink on the ground, and he starts rapping in like the dance hall. Or the scene that Matt K just referenced where they're like in the construction site dancing around being like probably the gayest sequence ever concocted by Hollywood. Anyway, he says, also Spawn and I are only like a year or two older than Fick, and we'd have to let you and Miller chill with us in high school instead of getting pantsed in the gym by some homophobic jocks who spend way too much time playing grab ass with guys in the shower. Just because we prefer not to call up some possibly diseased hooker with a tab account to get sex on a regular basis like you doesn't make us out of touch with your generation. Unless, of course, you like being part of that douchebag group that like to drop racism remarks and profanity like they just came across their dad's stash of Penthouse and feel they have to jerk off to all the sticky pages because it makes them feel all grown up. I cannot believe how long that sentence was.
I'm sensing a little bit of bitterness.
Keep up the good work. Regards to your friend, Matt K. Now, why you gotta hate so much, Matt K? What is this garbage you're spewing in my face?
Now, I think, I don't really understand all of that last paragraph, but I think he's calling you lazy, Blake Buck.
Look, I got many things going on in my world, okay, son? This show being one of them, but also, look, I got work, I got school, and of course, I got drunk bitches. So look, I gotta get back. Drunky bitches, or as I like to refer to them, ditch bitches. Bitches you would find in a ditch. Anyway, no, but we're getting back on the show. Look, I posted that video. We're doing a show now. Just chill your beans out, son. God damn, I never see so many people bitch about something they get for free all the time. All right, William Miller, you take this next email, because I don't understand this whole thing. Maybe you could shed
some light. Actually, hold on. We'll save this one for the end, because this is probably the best feedback I've ever seen.
Okay.
All right. I'll take this one from Mr. Plummox. Says, so, Blake, I'm very disappointed with your bitching about the Team Blake Smart members, so I created this. That's teamblakesmart.blogspot.com. You'd better be happy now, or I'm switching sides. And make that photo of yourself looking smart. So we have something to work with, all four of us. Have fun, Mr. Plummings. There is now an official Blake Smart Team HQ website.
Oh, look at this.
Wow, have you seen this? This is
it's a blog with like exactly two entries.
That's pretty awesome there. Somebody needs to make Blake dumb. I like the
mantra here. It says, we are cool, we drink, we play games, we are smart, Blake Smart. Good thing that Team Blake D has no way of doing their dumb jokes here, like manipulating posts and stuff like that. Looking at you, Battle Cat. So this is a safe haven for. Oh wow, there's pictures of them. Okay, so this dude has printed off a picture of like the logo and then held it up by his face for Team Blake Smart. You see that?
He's also wearing a tie and a nice jacket, and he's
standing in front of a Pulp Fiction poster, which I also own. You are hella smart, Mr. Plomix. That poster's it. I'm looking at that poster right now.
Look, Team Blake Dumb, y'all need to get on the ball.
I'm telling you, Team Blake Smart way ahead of the fucking curve right here. Look, I will post some smart photos.
Because Team Blake Smart HQ was down for a little while, and in its place, Team Blake Dumb actually put a Team Blake Smart webpage up for Team Blake Dumb.
Oh, really?
So for a while, this website actually went to a Team Blake Dumb page.
Oh, no, I think that's what he's talking about, is the website manipulation. I bet like Battle Cat went in there and edited the post. Look,
I'm
revoking Battle Cat of administrator status.
No, Battle Cat, you keep that up. I am giving it up, Battle Cat.
I am giving it to Mr.
Plomix.
Thumbs
up on Battle Cat.
Thumbs up on Battle Cat.
Fuck you. Fuck you, assholes.
Oh, man.
All right, somebody take this one from Zap Brannigan.
All right, I'll take this one. Zap Brannigan writes in, hey, fellas. Okay, Blake Buck, so maybe you can do the album art from now on, but you can just send me the battle pictures and any others from the episodes you missed, so I can just do the album art for them. I'll listen through them again and attend tally up a list for you. If I have not received any confirmation from you by the time I listen to episode 40, the episode after 39 for you, FYI, you dumb shit, I will continue to copy-paste and send this email to you once every hour until you do. P.S. Take a shot because I swore at you.
All right, well, look. Zap Brannigan, if you're so excited to do Al Martin, just do it. Do it. Send me the file. Look, next time the show goes up, you know it takes a couple of days for me to do Al Martin. How about show goes up, blam, you just make it and send it to me. Now you're the official doer of Al Martin. I just deemed it.
All right. This next one is from, I see you guys are perpetuating Blake Buck's laziness by picking up the slack on this site here. Anyway, Chris S. from Virginia writes, hey guys, it's me again. After listening to the stumps on episode 39, that reminds me, I have no stump this time. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. I got another one for you. It's called Egg Mania, and it is for the Game Boy Advance. Anybody? Egg Mania? No, it's not about a tornado made of eggs or some dumb shit like that. It's a puzzle game where you're trying to get to the top, and there are these Tetris-like pieces falling from the sky. It sucks, except... it sucks except for exceptionally long car rides. Hey, did any of you guys see, I guess it was on Kotaku or Joystick, that trailer for Tetris the movie?
Oh, I saw that.
Dude, that was awesome. Like, okay, Justific, in the future, right, this is post-apocalypse or whatever, there's one game that sort of holds humanity together, and it is Tetris. But it's not like Tetris we know. In each one of them Tetris bricks, there's a pilot driving it. So they're like huge spaceship Tetris bricks. And it happens
in this
huge like arena. Dude, it's awesome. You need to go find that because it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really like the production values are very low, you know?
Yeah, everything was filmed like against a green screen, but it was like all like grainy and sort of post-processed to make it look a little bit better. I mean, it was really funny. Like, I laughed my ass off.
Thumbs up.
All right, Chris S. Goes on to write, now, Blake, how retarded are you? I mean, beyond the obvious. You got like 50 of us bitch at you when you don't do the show notes, and now you do the same thing again this week. Get off your lazy ass, you lard-faced some bitch, and write.
I swear to God!
It takes like 2 seconds to write Gibson Sue's Guitar Hero, guys. Rock band for weed. There. That's the news part. Only a few more to go. Come on, man. It's not really that hard. Chris S. from Virginia, Blake censored.
I put that in there. It said something. It said Blake and a word, and I'm not going to stand for the word that was listed there. Not on my watch. Look, I don't understand. I don't understand why the f*** I get all these emails that bitch at me. William Miller don't do shit for this pie. What is the last thing this clown's done? He shows up. That's it. Bitch at him.
The thing is, though, that it's way more fun to bitch at you than it is to bitch at us.
You.
Because
it's
you have your little temper tantrum.
No.
Your little conniption fit. And I just say, whatever.
No, fuck you. You're doing album art now. That's officially your job. Eat a dick. No, you think I'm joking. I refuse to do album art. You're doing it now.
Oh, okay. We'll see about that.
Code. Album art is never getting done ever again. Zap Brannigan, you're our last hope. Christian Nazi. He opens his email with open bracket Blake Smart close bracket. Blake Smart all exclamation points and then open bracket slash Blake Smart close bracket. Get that Battle Cat retard out of the forums and install an impartial admin. He has banned me from the forum to advance his ridiculous crusade against our Lord Buck.
I love Battle Cat. Like, having an impartial admin, that is dumb. No, I want extremely biased, like cranky, like bitchy admin who you have to appease. You have to worship at the altar of the Battle Cat in order to earn the right to worship at the altar of BDPE. I mean, come on, y'all. That's awesome. Quit your bitching.
I think this has just earned, like, Battle Cat complete tenure for life.
Yeah, forever. Forever.
You know what really gets me about, like, the forums and this Blake Team Blake Dumb, Team Blake Smart thing? So, have you ever just stopped and thought about how fucking absurd this whole thing is? some of my friends were over here and they were like, they saw the forums up on my computer and they were like, Blake, what on God's earth are all these pictures of you doing on this forum? I don't know. Anyway, he goes on to say, my account name is Christian for obvious reasons. By the way, I believe you have two listeners named Christian C. I'm the one who hasn't had the honor of running over cancer with my bicycle. All right, well, you're forever now known as Christian Nazi. Or, that sounds like Christian Nazi.
Christian Nazi.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
That better Christian be your new Nazi forum handle. All right, Dylan F. Go.
All right, I'll take this one. Hey, BDPE crew, the show continues to be great, and also Andre Meadows is awesome from number 38. To choose whether I am Blake Dumb or Blake Smart, I have a stump for you, Blake. The name is Einhander. Einander. If you get it, then Blake Smart. If not, well, you dumb.
All right. I'm pretty sure this was a PlayStation 1 role-playing game.
It's a PlayStation 1 game made by
SquareSoft. No, this is from it. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's by SquareSoft, and It was fantasy. It wasn't future themed. It was fantasy themed, right?
I get confused between this one and the mech one they made. What was that called?
That was Front Mission 3.
Front Mission 3 or whatever.
Yeah. So is it in the future then?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But I know it's a PlayStation 1 RPG. I got it. Blake Smart, you got this. I got it. Plus one for Blake Smart. Dude, when I first saw this, I thought he said Inner Guys. You remember that game?
That's the one I keep getting this one mixed up with. They're both Squaresoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inner Guys is that fighting one that had Cloud in it, and it also sucked dick.
Yeah.
Every fighting game they've ever made sucked dick. You remember Toeball? Toeball number one, Toeball number two. Oh, those games suck ass.
Every non-RPG they've ever made has sucked. Chocobo Racing, anybody? Chocobo Secret Dungeon? Thumbs down. All right. The next X email is from someone who claims they are the Team Blake Smart captain. Blake Buck is smart. I am the captain for Blake Buck Smart Team. You are all dumb, except for Blake. He is intellectual.
He is a intellectual. You're not representing your team very well.
Yeah, intellectual is actually misspelled.
And the article before it is wrong. Nice job.
This is a spy. This is a Team Blake Dumb in disguise. I know your tricks.
We have agents everywhere.
All right, Vic, get this mess.
All right, Ryan M. writes, Blake, this is my tribute to BDPE and Charlie Daniels. Oh, is this all to the tune of, down to Georgia.
Blake Buck went down to Georgia. He was looking for some butter. He was in a bind because he was behind, and he was looking for some cookies. That doesn't even rhyme. When he came across this young man beating off sweaty nerds and doing it all hot, and Blake Buck jumped off on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I bet you didn't know, but I'm fat." And if you dare to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, I beat off sweaty nerds pretty good, old boy, but Blake Buck got his due, because I bet a copy of Bully against your butter, because I bet I'm fatter than you. This boy said, my name's William Miller, and it might be a... Actually, you should read this part, William.
My name's William Miller, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best at beating off sweaty nerds for bully that there's ever been.
William Miller lubed up. William Miller lubed up your hand and beat off the nerds hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and Blake Bucks made oaf lard. What? Oh, Blake Bucks made of lard. Need to put a space in there. And if you win, you get a shiny copy of Bully made of gold. But if you lose, Blake Buck gets your butter. It's so bad. Blake Buck opened his mouth and he says, heat de go. And cheeseburgers flew from his fingertips and his appetite never slowed. And just then, Justin Fick appeared and he made an evil hiss. Then Justin Fick joined joined in and it sounded something like this. Boo! It says Death Star sound. When Blake Buck finished, William Miller said, well, you're pretty fat, old son. Oh, wait, this is your line.
When Blake Buck finished, William Miller said, well, you're pretty fat, old son, but if you'll sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. William Miller's going to GameStop, boy. Wait. Oh, this is a chorus. William Miller's going to GameStop. Run, boys, run. Itagaki's in the house of the rising sun. DBZ, Goku. DBZ, Goku, heat, de, go. Fick is Blake Buck smart? No, child, no.
Well, Blake Buck bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that copy of Bully on the ground at William Miller's feet. William Miller said, Blake Buck, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, you son of a deuce, I'm the best there's ever been. And he said, William Miller going to GameStop, run, boy, run. Itagaki's in the house of the rising sun. I don't even... DBZ, Goku, heat, de, go. Fick is Blake Buck smart? No, child, no.
Dude, if you can produce... a copy of this to music?
Oh,
that'd
man.
Be phenomenal. No, we would Lucas, play it every show.
Lucas, that's your job. Get on it right now.
Awesome. Amazing. I love it.
Classic.
All right, two more emails.
All right, Lucas writes, we all know Blake Dumb, but he must be an idiot savant to pull off Terry's turbo towel. Wow. Wow.
What an amazing workout.
Now, see, the reason I love Terry's Turbo Towel is it is so much, like, the humor of that video is lost to all the people that we don't want to associate with. So if you don't like it, you dumb, and we hate you.
No. See, that's what I thought when I made it. I have showed this to complete strangers, and they still love it.
It is the litmus test.
Yeah. If you're cool, it does you like Terry's you. Turbo Towel.
Yeah. Like, if you're getting elected to our Supreme Court, it's not an abortion test. No. It's, did you like... Terry's Turbo Towel.
Oh, and that's funny, because you know who doesn't like Terry's Turbo Towel? Battle Cat. What are the odds, right? Team Blake Smart, represent.
All right. Look, Battle Cat, he's earned his keep, okay?
All right, Justin Fick, take this last ridiculous email that I don't understand.
All right, so just a quick preface for this. Some time ago, Lucas put out a call for sponsors in the forums, and then I guess he got a response from this guy. His name is Mitchell Dalton, and he said that he could cover 6 months for us. So Lucas told him to email Blake Buck, but he had a change of heart.
I never got said email.
Well, what happened was he had a little bit of a change of heart when episode 38 came out, and then he sent this following email to Lucas, and I quote, I had planned on sending in the email until I listened to episode 38, God Killer, Friday at work. I like and play Dungeons & Dragons. See attached photos. I can respect them for not liking it, but I am not going to financially support the show since it seems that they despise it. I still love the show and will continue to listen to it. Best damn podcast ever should realize that it is not only pure video game nerds that listen to their show. I, too, understand the stereotypes that come along with being associated with Dungeons & Dragons, so I understand why they may hate it. That part of the episode put the impression in my mind of a group of frat guys that only play Halo 3. It would be the same as if Blake Buck was going to give a show some money until he found out that they shatted on Kurt Russell. I can understand the show and you shat on me for not going through. Like I said, the show is great and we'll continue to listen to it later. From Mitchell Dalton. Now, he actually attached three pictures to this. The first picture, and oh yeah, Mitchell, we are totally putting this in your in our album art for all to see. He's got a vast collection of dungeon dice and various Dungeons and Dragons rule books. We have Mitchell Dalton, the man himself.
Dude,
and
I see this Forgotten Realms in here. Look, you got it, son. You got all that heat.
But the best part of this email is the final picture where he shows us a picture of all the money that he's not donating to us because we shat on Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, now before Lucas wrote a reply here. All right, now let me say one thing to clarify. All right, because I got a couple things to say on this topic. Number one, we make fun of everybody. Okay, that's just how it works, son. And furthermore, I do not oppose Dungeons and Dragons. I think in the right group of people, Dungeons and Dragons can still be fun. The problem is that, like, every group I've ever played with is just turned into, like, a nerd fest. Or it's just turned into, like, oh, and then I shoot you with my, like, level 1 billion laser beam. No, I shoot you with my level 1 billion. Yeah, it's always turned... Now, maybe your experience is different from mine, whatever. Either way, that does not excuse your behavior of being a biggity bitch! Jesus Christ! You want to cry, baby? Oh, please, please. No, we love Dungeons and Dragons and Mitchell Dalton.
I don't know what the point of this email was. If it was like to get us to completely repent. It's like, oh my God, no, we want your money. It's like, no, Dungeons and Dragons is not played by complete round mouths and blah, 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 blah. And we just want to like retract all our statements. Yeah, round mouths. Round mouths, what you get from sucking a lot of cock. It's a scientific medical condition.
I can't stop laughing. Oh, you just hit me with a new one.
That was the perfect setup. You dropped this term. You knew Blake Buck would take the bait. And then you knocked it down. It was perfect, Justin. It was just perfect.
Look, son. Oh, and then like, oh, I'm not going to donate. I guess I'm going to continue to listen. Then you're fucking stealing. Stop listening, asshole. Mitchell Dalton not allowed to listen to the show anymore.
I think you guys go a little too hard on Mitchell D. I don't know. Like, your concerns are valid. You know, we did take a gigantic shit on your favorite game. I understand. And look, Wayne Miller, he plays D&D too. But and I enjoy it, like Blake said, in the right context. But you got to remember, we do not discriminate when we make fun of games. If we were being quite irreverent to the late Gary Gygax, if you remember, not because we hate him, but because it was funny. It's all about the funny. So
right,
you just remember that. Look, we're gamers too. We're not in at some frat party playing Halo 3. I've been there. It's not fun. You remember that when we went over to Kyle's frat and that's all they were doing? It was like drinking booze and playing Halo. No.
Lame. Anyway, do we want to read Lucas's reply here?
Absolutely.
I think Lucas kind of sums it up nicely.
A lot better than me saying F you.
So Lucas wrote this guy back and wrote, quote, "Dude, they were joking around. They were making fun of video game developers and video game nerds themselves all the time too. And their real criticisms of D&D weren't of the players, but of how the game is only situationally fun and how the modern RPG world is too defined by its rules. If you don't want to sponsor the show, that's fine, but don't get worked up just because they finally got around to attacking your sacred cow. Listen back to previous episodes and you'll notice they attack Japanese gaming in general, which is something which is certainly popular among their listeners and RTS developers and players and anything else you can think of. It's all jokes and exaggeration, trying to take it too personally. To quote Justin
except you. No, we really mean it.
Yeah, except you. Because like now we are making fun of D&D players. If you play D&D, you're a round mouth. End of story.
Round mouth. Oh, my nice. God. I'm going to be saying that all day. Oh. Okay. What's up, round mouth?
What does that mean?
Mitchell Dalton, the story of a true round mouth.
Oh, y'all, come on now. Come on now. Y'all are being too hard on Mitchell D. Too hard. Look, he made a mistake, sure, but look.
Hey, look, if you guys are ever wondering about writing this email, never send us crybaby emails, ever. Because you know what we're going to do. You know what's going to happen, baby.
Well, I even said, I don't remember how long ago it was, but I said, if you listen to this show, eventually we will take a shit all over your favorite game.
Yep.
That is a Justin Fick guarantee, seal of approval from Justin Fick. We will eventually take a shit all over your favorite game.
I like this Justin Fick quote that that Lucas appended to the end of your email here, Justin Fick. It says, "If you cannot keep up in Contra, you are not a man." Lucas notes, "I'm terrible at Contra, but I don't take that personally. I recognize that it's a joke." No, that's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Sorry, Lucas.
You're a pussy. You're a pussy. Get out. Round mouth. All right. It's time for a quick stump, because we got to get moving.
All right, Blake Buck, my stump for you this week is sort of a trick stump.
Ooh.
It's trick stump. My stump is called Hero Quest.
Oh, Hero I know this Quest. Game. This is worse than Dungeons and Dragons.
Dude, what is... All right, Hero Quest. Obviously, you got your heroes. There's three of them. Red, blue, and green. And you go on a quest. You got to fight that... It's like, what was that game called? Wasn't it just called Quest or something? That like old like PC game like on... What am I thinking of?
All right, well, you're incredibly
Quest
close.
64 for Nintendo.
HeroQuest is actually a board game that had a computer game crossover that was really bad. But HeroQuest itself was like D&D for retards. Essentially, what you had your little mans. You had four little mans. And you there was a board, and there was a dungeon master, and there was like all these miniatures and stuff, and you like the four players would do these quests, and it was awesome. I remember playing it when I was like 13, 12 or 13, and loving it. And we've been trying to find a copy of this game somewhere on eBay to buy it and play it because it is amazing.
You know how bet you know who I bet knows who where you can get a copy. I don't know.
Dude, Mitchell Dalton's going to write it and be like, dude, fuck you guys, I play that too. You bastards.
Dude, I love that game.
All right, well, awesome. Okay. Very good. You listed an obscure game no one would ever get. See, you guys have no honor in this. You're like coming to a samurai fight with an AK-47. Oh, some bullshit game nobody ever played. All right.
I'm going to admit, I did play Hero Quest. I have played
See, look, and it has a modern a modern variation of it called Descent. Which is like the same idea. It's a board game with
game.
Lots of miniatures and
you
stuff.
You fly around.
No, that's Descent for PC, Blake Buck.
Same thing.
All right, what's your stump, Justin Fick?
All right, I'm taking a chance this time because it's fairly recent and it's pretty cool. So you guys might have heard of it, but it's called Audio Surf.
Son, that thing's coming to XBLA soon.
Is it? Because it sucks a dick. I hate that game.
Dude, audios, what are you talking about?
I couldn't even figure out.
The reason that game sucks dick is because your music sucks dick.
Dude, I couldn't figure out how to play it. I'm like trying to like gather boxes or some shit. Like,
you got to get all them bricks, baby.
Like I was playing it and it was like I have to have a fucking PhD to figure out what's going on. There's all these like different. I'm supposed to get certain bricks, but then dodge other bricks. I can't figure that shit out.
But I sat down at this game and was immediately able to play it and have fun. You must just be retarded.
You probably read the instruction screen.
Blake,
see, that's
dumb,
your problem.
Blake, dumb. Well, considering I downloaded it, no, I did not read the instruction. Look, this game is awesome. You put your music in. These bricks start flying at you. You fly your little plane around. You pick up them bricks, dude. Awesome. I love it.
All right, my game for you. We'll see if you guys know this one. It's kind of obscure. It's called Lost Cities. Come on.
Oh.
Come on, kids.
All right. It's a Indiana Jones Tomb Raider spinoff game. It's a adventure game where you go explore Lost Cities.
Dude, Blake Buck would never give us an indie game.
No, he meant the other kind of indie game. Indiana game.
Yeah.
Oh. Or like indie cars. Oh.
Daytona!
Well, what is it, Blake Buck?
All right, Lost Cities is this week's Xbox Live Arcade game that came out today. It's a German board game. You play it and do something with cities. There you go.
Blame.
Damn.
Come on, it just came out today. You should have known that.
Damn. Look, I don't... Oh, so speaking of William Miller not having an Xbox 360, so you know William Miller's favorite game is Burnout, right?
Right.
So my friend Dave's birthday was this weekend. Guess what he got for birthday present? Burnout Revenge.
Burnout.
So William Miller can play on his Xbox.
That's awesome.
Well, no, I mean, that game is awesome with a bunch of people. Because especially like crash mode, because the turnover rate is so high.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome.
What was I going to say? Oh, so guess what happened to me like 2 days ago? My second Xbox has red ringed of death on me.
Jesus.
Well, right?
Man, so Xboxes, pieces of shit.
They are pieces of shit. But... I already got the boxes sent it in, but get this. Okay, so I have a friend, right, and his Xbox red ringed, and so he called Microsoft and was gonna send it back in, right, and they were sending him the box. He was like, "Well, f- this, I'll just take it back to Walmart." So he swapped it out at Walmart for another one, and when the box came in to ship it back, you know, the broken one, he just threw that away. Lo and behold, 4 weeks later, he got another Xbox.
What?
So
wow.
So Jank, I got that thing on loan for the next 3 weeks.
Nice.
Wow. I think he found that dupe hack.
Either way, but what sucks now, they're making me take my power. They're making me send in my power brick, and his didn't come with an extra power brick, so I got to go buy another power brick today for like the next 3 weeks, and then I'm not going to need it anymore.
No, that's lame.
But what, I got to have my GTA, so oh well.
Dude, why don't you do that trick? Take that shit. Well, I guess you can't take it back to Walmart, though.
Yeah. You're going to do that in like 30 days.
Dude, that's awesome.
All right, that does it this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that?
So that's episode number 40, Blake Buck. We're fast approaching our 50th episode.
Our 100th episode, because what, we did 36 on IMG?
That's right.
We're at 76 now. Or 86. We're getting up there.
Wow,
no,
damn.
76.
That's pretty good.
I cannot do simple math. So if you want to help us out, or if you want to shoot us an email, it's feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com, or call our listener line. It's at 845-BATTLE-9. We much prefer the listener line to emails, because emails take way too good. See, on the phone, people are very short and succinct. Emails will go, and then, blah, blah, blah. Also, I hate Blake because of this. And Blake also sucks because of that. You're so doing album art this week, asshole. Also, if you want to send us any donations, it's donate at Best Damn Podcast Ever. Unless your name is Mitchell, then in that case, we don't want your pity money. No, Mitchell, please, we love you. Send us money. I take it all back. Also, buy our games through our Amazon-sponsored links on the site. And vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. You'll find links for that in the show notes and on the website itself. So we got to thank someone for helping us with the wiki this week. I don't know who. Lucas for awesome editing and the end songs, of course. I'm hoping here in a second we're going to have some of that Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yep.
Iagaki, we got to thank him for raping and everyone for listening. Who put those in there? So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Justin Fick.
And we'll see you next time.
Georgia, he was looking for some butter. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was looking to make some cookies. When he came across this young man beating off sweaty nerds and doing it hot, and Blake Buck jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I bet you didn't know it, but I'm fat. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you beat off nerds pretty good, old boy, but give Blake Buck his due. I bet a copy of Bully against your butter because I think I'm fatter than you." The boy said, "My name's William Miller, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best at beating off sweaty nerds for Bully there's ever been. William Miller, lube up your hand and beat off them nerds off hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and Blake Buck's made of lard. And if you win, you get this shiny copy of Bully made of gold, but if you lose, Blake Buck gets your butter." Blake Buck opened up his mouth and he said, "Heat D go!" And cheeseburgers flew from his fingertips and his appetites never slowed. And just then Justin Fick appeared and he made an evil hiss. Then Justin Fick joined right in and it sounded something like this.
"Continue with the operation. You may fire when ready."
"What?
You're far too trust. Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration, but don't worry. We will deal with your rebel friends soon enough."
"No!
Commence primary ignition."
Blake Buck finished, William Miller said, "Well, you're pretty fat, old son, but if you'll sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. William Miller's going to GameStop, run, boys, run. Itagaki's in the house of the rising sun."
DBC Goku, Heat Digo. Thick is Blake Smart, no child, no.
He's drawing this analogy to the like television graphics fidelity is indeed reaching a plateau, you know, but at the same time, I don't really, I mean, so making the asset exclusively for developing this technology, like the kinds of like lighting models,
I think what we're
going to
see
in this stuff
is
really
a lot of specialization in the companies that are contributing to the overall product.
Well, Blake Buck bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden copy of Bully on the ground at William Miller's feet. William Miller said, Blake Buck, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, you son of a deuce, I'm the best there's ever been. And he said, William Miller's going to GameStop, run boys, run. Itagaki's in the house of the rising sun. DBZ Goku, Heat Digo. Thick is Blake Smart, no child, no.
The console industry, the software is there. There's like this level beyond that that's being used,
as opposed to
all kinds of
the software
rendering techniques driving
so much.
That being said, you're right. Because
if what he's saying is true,
then why don't we have one model
now in time versus
ray tracing? You make your model, you drop it in the game, low poly, paint a texture, and that's it.
I guess I'm just left here to suck dick.